A reading from the Gospel of St. John, the 4th chapter, verses 27 to 45. Just then, his disciples came back. They marveled that he was talking with a woman, but no one said, "What do you seek?" or "Why are you talking with her?" So the woman left her jar and went away into town and said to the people, "Come, see the man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ?" They went out of the town and were coming to him. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, saying, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you do not know about." So the disciples said to one another, "Has anyone brought him something to eat?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. Do you not say, 'There are yet 4 months, then comes the harvest?' Look, I tell you, lift up your eyes and see the fields are white for harvest. Already the one who reaps is receiving his wages and gathering fruit for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may rejoice together. For here the saying holds true: one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you did not labor. Others have labored, and you have not entered into their labor." Many Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony, "He told me all that I ever did." So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman, "It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is indeed the Savior of the world." After the 2 days, he departed for Galilee, for Jesus himself had testified that a prophet has no honor in his own hometown. So when he came to Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, having seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they too had gone to the feast. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Micah Gaunt, Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Ravenna, Nebraska.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Friends in Christ, we can get into trouble when we overthink things. Any baseball fan knows what happens when a pitcher overthinks what he is doing on the mound. Perhaps the pitcher worries about his performance. Maybe he starts to aim the ball. Whatever the case, that's not conducive to throwing strikes. Well, as Christians, we can overthink telling others about Jesus. Perhaps we worry about our performance. What if I say the wrong thing? Perhaps we think we are an inferior Christian if we've missed opportunities to witness to Christ. On the other hand, maybe we find spiritual validation in how often we've told others about Jesus. Whatever the case, when facing the prospect of witnessing to the love of God in Christ Jesus, we Christians can overthink. Did you notice in the New Testament reading that the woman at the well leaves her water jar behind? She can't help herself. Yesterday, we heard Jesus promise this woman that whoever drinks the water that he gives will never be thirsty again. In chapter 7, the evangelist tells us that the water Jesus gives is the Holy Spirit. So behold, after spending time with Jesus, the Samaritan woman gets a drink of this living water. Filled with this new water, the woman forgets about the water she came to collect in her jar, and she hurries to her town to tell the people, "Come and see a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ?" Now, it just so happens that this woman is one of the first people to go and bear witness to Christ. And yet, if you asked her what she was doing, I don't think she'd say, "Why, I'm what you might call the first missionary to this Samaritan town." She's not thinking about it at all. All she knows is that she's just been with Jesus, and she can't help but tell others about him. When we're worried about witnessing, the answer is not to try harder. The answer is not to think about our performance. We think about ourselves too much already. The answer is not to look inward, because there's no joy there, because there's no Jesus there. Where is Jesus? Just as with the woman at the well, Jesus is where his word is purely proclaimed. If we wish to grow as a witness to Christ, the answer is to be with Jesus and to drink the living water that he pours out in his word and in baptism and in the absolution of sins and in the Holy Communion. And when we've spent time with Jesus, can we stop ourselves from talking about him? Come and meet a man who told me all that I ever did, the woman exclaimed to her community. Now this woman had five husbands, and the man she now has wasn't her husband. Clearly this woman had commitment issues. But she's been free from all that. Now she has met a man who will be a true husband to her and who commits himself to her completely. He will even commit himself to her with the sacrifice of his own life on the cross. The woman simply tells the people what Jesus has done for her, and she invites them to be with him too. What has Jesus done for you by the power of the Holy Spirit in his word? You've been with Jesus. You've been freed from your shame. Your sin is not who you are anymore. So what were you blind to that now you see? What could you not hear from God that now is clear? From what leprosy of sin have you been cleansed? From what death of guilt and despair have you been resurrected so that you live in hope? I know it would be a blessing for me to hear. So also your children and grandchildren, co-workers, neighbors, and fellow town sports fans would be blessed to hear. As you think about the things Jesus has done, I don't think you can stop yourself from talking about him. Dear friends in Christ, it is Jesus' mission to seek the lost. In fact, Jesus eats and drinks the work of saving the world from sin, death, and the power of the devil. And in his mercy, he invites us to participate in this work. This isn't a worry, it's a privilege. And so we are free from overthinking what we are doing. The time is better spent thinking about what Jesus does. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank Pastor Micah Gaunt for today's meditation on God's Word.